Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Kuf Lamed Gimel, mitzvah 533, the Isser of selling in Eishes Yifas Toar. So we get to talk about the second of three mitzvahs relating to the mitzvah of Yifas Toar. Yesterday was the mitzvah Aseh, following the halachas of Yifas Toar. And today we start the first of two mitzvahs Losa Aseh in terms of the Yifas Toar process. The Torah tells us, again, we'll talk specifically about this mitzvah first, and then hopefully we'll branch out to general halachas here in the sugya of Yifas Toar. Says the Torah that we have to, again, dress her up after we take her captive. She sits in the house. She cries for a month. And then then the Bia, which the Pashas is, like we said, Rashi Shita and other Rishonim Shita, that the first Bia is only after the entire process is done, and the way that the person is able to control himself is because he knows Pas Pasalo. He knows that he has this woman now in his house, even without having the Bia. V'haisa l'chalisha, and then, eventually, v'haisa l'chalisha, she shall be to him for a wife. Many Achronim say that's the context. The context is that the ultimate goal, if you take this woman, is not just to take her and then let her go, but v'haisa l'chalisha, that's the goal. V'haya im lo chavatzdaba, if not, if she does not want to, and you don't want, v'shilach to the nafsha, then you have to set her free. Umachar lo simkarena bakasef. That's today's isser. One is not allowed to sell her. Umachar lo simkarena bakasef. Says the Eben Ezra, diber hakasef b'minagarav. V'yatav b'shum davar. Right, the doesn't have to be, you don't have to get anything for it. You're not allowed to sell it. You're not allowed to sell her. That is inappropriate and is usser. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, right here. Let's get into the mitzvah. Shalolim kar eishes yifas tohar. Acha sheyavo alea hachoshek ba bia achas. One is not allowed to sell a yifas tohar after bia. This is a major, this is Rishonim on all different sides of the issue, but the Sefer HaChinuch Shita is, like many Rishonim, after bia Rishona, before the Gerus. That is when there is an isser to sell this yifas tohar. Before bia Rishona, then there's no specific relationship. So, therefore, there's no reason, you know, what there wouldn't be an isser. She took a captive, so you sell the captive. But after Bia Rishona, where you've already created a certain level of relationship, then one cannot treat her like any stranger, and one cannot sell her. But it's before the Gerus. If they went through the process, and the woman wants to convert, and she converted already, then she's a Jew. And you're not allowed to sell any Jew. Not allowed to sell any Jew, unless it's specifically like Eved Ivri and Eved Kanani context, but other than that, there is an Isser. So there's an Isser of Mechira. V'yalzeh ne'emar v'hayim lochafas tabav v'shilach l'nafsha u'marcholosim korena bakasef. One is not allowed to sell her as a shivcha. Mishar she'a mitzvah was the message of this mitzvah, l'lameid nafshenu midos tovos v'yakaros, to teach us proper midos, v'kvar kasafti rabbi mekomos, ki ha'nefesh ha'yakaro re'uya l'kabala tovos, the precious soul that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the neshama that Hashem gave us. Hashem wants us to purify and be ra'ui to be makabel the tovos that He wants to give us. V'yaleh yachol ha'brachos la'olam. V'ki chafis ha'kel betov amo. Hechtir b'chol midah chamud muderes. He gave us, He was machtir us, He crowned us with wonderful midos. V'yein safek. And if one would sell the woman in this case, it is a very low and menuval midah. It's the way of lowlifes, disgusting people. A person has a physical relationship with a woman and then sells her and then just gets rid of her. That is a behavior that is pachos and menuval, and that is not what the Torah allows. Not what the Torah allows. Yes, you have the heter of Yifas Toar, however it was described, as we discussed yesterday, last mitzvah, but afterwards, you have a special relationship with her. You can't be mocha her, you can't sell her to another adon. Right? This reminds us of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, where the Mishnah says, "Kol Ava Shehi Tzluya B'Davar Batal Davar Batela Ava." Any love that is dependent on something, then right when the item, the thing that it's dependent on, leaves, then the love leaves. And Ezo Ava, what's an example? And Veshena Tzuliya Badavar, first finish it. And if it's not totally on anything, Eina Batila La'olam. It is never Batel. Ezo Ava Tzuliya Badavar, what is Ava Tzuliya Badavar? That's Avas Amnon V'Tamar. That's the love of Amnon and Tamar. That's Ava Tzuliya Badavar. Why? Because that was the love that Amnon wanted his sister, which we'll get back to soon, once we're on the topic of Amnon and Tamar. And right after he has his sister, what does the next pasuk say? Vayisna'eha Sina Gedola. He hated her. Why? Because now that his lust had been fulfilled, so there's no more love. It was just pure lust, physical lust. And it was Ava Shahatuya Badavar, says the Medrash Shmuel, right here on Pirkei Avos. So Avas Amnon v'Tamar, Shelo Haisa Shum Pinia Tova Mu'ureves. There was nothing good within this love. Rak Avas HaMeshagel Levad, right? Just the love of the physical pleasure that he yearned. V'Yalkein, Kasher Nizbatel HaDavar, right when it was removed, because it was fulfilled, take it from Yad, Vayisna'eha, he hated her, Vayigarish Osami Apanavatese, and she threw her out. That's the example of Avatuliya Badavar, says the Medrash Shmuel. And that's this Isser. This Isser is about not acting based on that and acting like a lustful person who has a physical relationship but then throws the woman out. Says and is Mocher her. Said, not allowed to do that. That's the message. The chain, and even before we continue that, let's just read the Medrash Shmuel. The same thing applies with Avas Ha'adam im Hashem Yisbarach. Im Ein Ba'osa Ha'ava Shum Machshava Tova Mu'ureves. But if a person loves Hashem, Tluya Badavar, not Ein Tluya Badavar, Rak Tluya Badavar Levad, Ke Avas Amnon V'Tamar, like Avas, the love of Amnon for Tamar, that's the same love that a person has for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then terrible. Once somebody stops getting something from God, then they're going to lose it. B'vadai she'behekruch ha'gomer yispat el ha'davar. The ha'ava, right, it'll be lost. And that is Ava Hatluya Bidavar. Ava she'enet, and that's also even alluded to in the Psukim. It says the Malbim, and say other Mefarshim. It's interesting, if you look in the Psukim, number one, there's a switch of a verb. The pasuk says at the beginning that if a person wants the woman, v'ra'isa v'ashivya v'chashakta ba, and you desire her, v'chashakta ba, and you will desire her. If you look later on, it says, v'haya im lo chafatzta ba, if you decide that you don't want her, says the Malbim, shouldn't it be, first of all, chafatzta is past tensed. Shouldn't it be v'im lo tachbots ba? If you don't want her, earlier, v'chashakta ba, that's the v'vahipuch. So chashakta is past, v'chashakta means future. And you will desire her. But here, im lo chafatzta ba, if you didn't want her, so it should be im lo tachbots ba. Says the Malbim, and says also the Sefer Ohel Moed, there's a difference between the verb cheshek and the verb chafetz. Cheshek is pure lust and physical desire. That's cheshek. And that's what the person had at the beginning, v'chashakta ba. And you wanted her physically. And then afterwards, it switches to chafetz. Chafetz is a deeper feeling. Deeper feeling of wanting, of desiring, deeper than just cheshek on the surface. So says the Malbim, it says the Sefer Ohel Moed, quoted in other Sfarim, in Lo Chafatzaba. Why does it say past tense? Because when you realize, when you get to this later stage, and a person has already fulfilled their taiva, and now they realize they don't want her anymore, they'll realize that it was only a cheshek at the beginning. It wasn't a chefetz. It wasn't a deep desire, but it was just surface desire. That's the lashon of in the past tense. Im lo chafatzdaba. Im lo, if you'll realize that you never had a chefetz for her. Im lo chafatzdaba. So then, one will, have to, you know, deal with it, because those were the feelings. That's why the Torah says, "La'achar she'tikachosa v'tashkidetz cheshkacha harig'i oz yisbara lecha." You'll realize ki milchadchila lo haya lecha kol chefetz aleha ki imra cheshek bilvad. That's the point here. Ava tzuliya badavar, and that is what the Torah does not want you to act upon. And ava tzuliya badavar. What we really need is ava she'ena tzuliya badavar. Who is that? So the Mishnah, of course, gives the example of David and Yehonah's son, which the Medrash Shmuel continues and says, really makes no sense that Yehonah's son and David should be such good friends. Yehonah's son was heir to the throne, and David was going to get it now. That's becoming clearer and clearer. And Yehonah's son still protects him and still loves him. Kefia teva, hayaroi sheyisna'uhu. He should, Yehonah's son should hate David. Kimaimer Shaul Aviv. Like Shaul, his father, told him. Ki kol yomim asher ata ben Yishai chai adama, as long as ben Yishai is around, lo tikon ato malchusecha, you won't be king. But Yonasan says, I don't care. Nafsho kshura b'nafsho, fa'avas olamavo. He has a tremendous love, she'ena tzluya b'davar. Right? That is the message, one of the messages of this mitzvah, of trying to make our love, true loves, ava she'ena tzluya b'davar. The Malbim himself highlights this these two types of love in another context, and that is in Parshas Vayetze, where the pasuk says, as we know, that Laban tricked Yaakov Avinu and gave the older daughter first gave Sarah, and at first gave Leah, and then gave Rachel. And what does the pasuk say after that? Vayavod Yaakov b'Rachel sheva shanim. Yaakov works for another 7 years. Right, Rashi says, first he got married at the Sheva Brachas, and then worked for 7 years. But the pasuk says, Vayu be'enof kiyam machadim. It was like nothing. It was the days went by so quickly. So ask the Malbim, usually if you really want something and you desire something, isn't Yom L'Shana Yichashev? Time goes slower, not time goes faster. So here, how is it? So he says, Gam Yom Ashavasos Rachel Lo Haya Avas HaCheshek. Same thing, using the same lashon. Shachoshik Yom L'Shana Yichashev Lo. Somebody just has a physical desire that he wants to fulfill. That's not real love. Says that's desire, that's physical desire, and that doesn't last. And in that context, yom lashani yichashiv lo, time goes slow, because that love is really ahavas atzmo, not avas hadavar. That's avas tluya badavar, ki av osa mitzad ki sharu. But Yaakov Avinu didn't have that. It went quickly. Why? Because Yaakov truly loved Rachel for who she was, and he valued who he was going to be with. He says, and because of that amazing simcha that he had, time went quickly. Ki avo sa mitzad kishron ma'aseha, lo mitzad acheshik, ad shaha shanim hayu be'inav, ki yam lachadim. And then he adds on, ki avas acheshik, hu avas atzmo, lo avas hadavar. I love pizza. I don't love pizza. I'm not going to frame the pizza and keep it forever. I love myself, and I eat pizza, because pizza makes me feel good. Aval avas hatov, oevis hadavar hatov, lo as atzmo. But if I really have a true love for the other being, the other item, that's then I keep it forever because I want to treasure it. So that is exactly the first message. The message of this mitzvah is not to sell her, not to just deal with her physically and then get rid of her and sell her, because that would be something that the Nevalim HaPchusim do, an Ava Tzliya B'davar, and that is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Continuing. And there's also, by the way, just one other point. This also helps explain the other Rashi. The Rashi says that why are the first three sections, first three parshias in Kisetze put together? First you have Yifas Toar, then you have Vayikisyan Lishtei Nashim, and you're going to hate one of the Nashim, Lo Yuchal Levaker, and then you have Ben Sorer Moreh, because if somebody marries for this purpose of Cheshek, they're going to end up hating their wife, because it's Ava, Hatzluya Bedavar, and the marriage, in quotes, won't last. Continuing, in Yifas Toar, Vixas Dineha, the topics of Yifas Toar are in Meseches Kiddushin, as we discussed, says the Chinuch in the last Mitzvah. There is an important discussion, is there Malkus for today's Aveira? Shelo Limkar, you're not allowed to sell an Eishas Yifas Toar. You get Malkus for that. So, if you look in Mishneh Torah, seems to be no. The Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim, that one does not get Malkus. The Imachar says Periches, the Rambam. The Tzrichin Lahavdil, first you have to wait 3 months, you have to let her cry, v'chulu, v'imlo chafetz, but if you don't want her, mishal chanafshi, let her go free. If at the end she doesn't want to convert and you don't want to marry her, right, so then you set her free. V'imachar osa over belos ase. If you sell her as a shivcha, so then that's a isur daraisa. Shenamar amachar losim grena bakasef, losis amer batachaz esherinisa. But the Rambam adds, v'eina mechura. But it doesn't work. You get a losase, but it doesn't work. You show machzer hadamim. You have to give back the money that somebody gave you because the sale didn't work. That is the isser of mechira. Not only is it usser, but it doesn't work. What we call i'avid lo mahani. It doesn't work. Here he doesn't mention it explicitly. But if you look in Sefer HaMitzvos, well, it depends which Sefer HaMitzvos you're using. There are different Sefer HaMitzvos. But we'll get to there in a minute. Mishneh Torah here, he doesn't say it beferish. But you have to look elsewhere. The Rambam in Hilchas Bechoros in Perek Vav discusses selling an animal that is Meiser Behema. There is also an Isser that we discussed in Sefer Vayikra about selling an animal. Says the Rambam, Meiser Behema, Aser Limkar Oso Kishuhu Tamim. You're not allowed to sell an animal that's Meiser Behema. Lefi Shenamar Bo Lo Yigael. Mipi Yeshvu Alam Dusha Zeshenamar Lo Yigael. Af iser mechira bichlalo she'eno nigal ve'eno nimkar klal iser daraisa. That's what lo yigal means. Includes you're not allowed to sell an animal that's meiser behema that is a tam the yireli. And then the Rambam says yireli, which always means this is my own chiddush, and your ears have to open wide when I say this. The yireli shehamocher meiser lo asa klum velo kana lokeach. If you try to sell a meiser behema, didn't work. The bar doesn't get it. Ulefichach eno loke. And therefore, because you really didn't accomplish anything, you're not going to get Malkus. And then the Rambam adds two parallels. Kid, just like, and again, another proof, the Rambam is a conceptual book, not just a halachic work. Why does he have to quote these two parallels? Kimocher cherme kohanim, like somebody who sells the cherim of a kohen, shalokana lokeach, just like that doesn't work. And ukimocher yefas toar. And just like selling yefas toar, kimoshis be'erbim kamo. Like I said elsewhere. So the Rambam said elsewhere in Hilchos Malachim that the sale does not work by yefas toar. But it seems, if you put these two Rambams together, it seems to be that he's also saying that one doesn't get malchus for selling yefas toar because it didn't work. And just like selling meiser behema does not work, and that's why you don't get malchus. So to hear, selling a Yefas Toar doesn't work, and one doesn't get Malchus. But if you look in Sefer HaMitzvos, in our Sefer HaMitzvos, it doesn't really say, in the Frankel and in the others, but in some older versions of Sefer HaMitzvos, it says Lokin. It says you do get Malchus for selling Yefas Toar, even though it doesn't work. That you can't argue with. There aren't different Gersos in Hilchos Malachim. Hilchos Malachim says that the sale does not work. So it sounds like if you put some of the older Gersos together, the Rambam might hold of an opinion that the sale doesn't work, and yet you're going to get Malchus for that. How is that possible? Explains Rav Soloveitchik. It's quoted, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. It's quoted in Rishimo Shiurim in Nidarim Chelik Aleph Amud Kuf Pei Aleph. Explains Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Shahadin Talui B'Yesodim Shel Isurim Eila. You have to discuss what is the root Isur by all of these Isurim of selling that do not work, that do not go through. And obviously it connects to the sugi in the beginning of Temura, Abaya and Rava, whether Iyavin Mahani or Iyavin Lo Mahani. But says Rav Soloveitchik, Im Iker Isuram Maisa Mechira, O chalos mechira. Is the Torah answering the act of selling or the effect and result of a sale? If it's the act of selling, then it's going to be usur, even if the sale didn't work. You physically sold, even though it really didn't change legally. Even if it didn't work, and that's that Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos. But ulam im ikar isura mahava chalos mechira. But if you say the Iker Isser is the result of a sale, since these sales don't work, then you didn't do a Maisa. And it's enough of a Maisa to violate the Isser, but it's not enough of a Maisa to get Malchus to be considered a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa. So that's an important discussion. Even though the Rambam has that comparison, if you look, it doesn't say Beferish in Mishnah Torah that you don't get Malchus. That comparison in Hilchos Becharos might just be Legabe the halacha that it doesn't work, but in regard no malchus, that's only mefurish by Becharos. It might not be the same by Yefas Toar and Cherim of Kohanim. Either way, that is an important discussion of whether one gets malchus. A couple of other points related in general to Yefas Toar before we get to the last bits of Yefas Toar, which will be the next one, and that is we've been speaking about Amnon and Tamar. That's Ava Hatzliya Badavar and Inetzliya Badavar. Amnon and Tamar also play a major role in the main machlokas that we mentioned yesterday, and that is based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Aleph. The Gemara says there, Amar Yehuda Marav, Arba Meos Yeladim, Hayilol David. David had 400 children. Vikulam B'nei Yefas Toar Hayu. They were all daughters of Yefas Toars. Even though we only said you only take one, maybe one per Melchama. 400. Vimagadli Blurios Hayu. They had long hair. Vikulam Yoshim Mikrono Shalzav, Umahachem Barashi Gayasas. They were all big soldiers. Okay, next line. V'yamar Rav Yehuda Marav, Tamar Bas Yefas Toar Haysa. Tamar, the daughter of David, was the daughter of Yefas Toar. Shenamar, because the Pasuk says, when Amnon wanted to rape her, she says, V'yata daber na'ala melech, ki lo yimneni mimech. Why don't you just talk to Dad? Right? He won't prevent you from marrying me. What? Are they brother and sister? Says the Gemara, V'yisal ketaitach bas nisuin havi, ach temi avishar yalei. Could a brother and sister get married? El olav shmamina, shmamina bas yifas toar haisa. Must be she was a bas yifas toar, and she wasn't considered Jewish, and Amnon was only from a later, right, after the conversion took place, or at least even if it was a half. So that's why Tamar and Amnon weren't fully related. Says Tosfos right there, this proves my point. Rabbeinu Tam says, I hold that Bir Rishona is right away, and this proves my point, because according to you, Rashi, that you wait until the whole process is done, and only then after is Bir Rishona, so then they were fully brother and sister. Umashma, says Tosfos, right there in Sanhedrin Chaf Aleph. a shortened version of what Tosva says in Kiddushin. Mikan kasha l'perish ha-kuntris. In Kiddushin. Melameh shalei chasenah b'melchama shalei yavo leben melchama. Mashba b'tok perish ha-kuntris tafilu b'ya rishona. Asur racha achar kol ma'asem ha'elu. V'yimkein lo ba David al macha rach la'achar shen isgaira. According to Rashi, David didn't live with macha, that was the name of the Yifas Toar, till after the Geirus. V'yimkein bas nisuni. Vahechisharya, Tamar, Lamnon, Achzi. They were fully brother and sister. That's why Rabbeinu Tam says that lo yichaltsena b'melchama means be a shnia, you can't have b'melchama. But be a rishona, you can't have. Unless you say, what's the other answer it could be? Alkei nira lameimar, maybe she was already pregnant with Tamar before David was with her. The Tamar lo haisa bas David, sha ima kfar haisa mu'uberes kishabas la melchama. Wow. And that is just called Bas because she lived Bechekel Shol David. Again, major machlokas, how to understand that story based on Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Good. What else could we talk about? Interesting Ha'ara of the Bali Musar. It says Yerach Yamim. And the Pasuk says, and the way the Ramban explained it, that she cries for her parents for 30 days. Why? Because she's connected to Avodah Zarah, and for 30 days that removes her connection. The Bali Musar explained 30 days is required minimum to break a midah, to be meshaper in a midah. Sometimes we try something, we try 2 days, 3 days, a week. You gotta give it at least a month. You gotta give it like the Ramban says here. You needed a month to wean her away, so also, we need a month. We need a month, and it's always, this parsha is always read in Elul. We always need a month to better ourselves and not to, you know, to give ourselves, shortchange ourselves and say, oh, we can't do it. Give ourselves at least a month. Another message that we learned from Yifas Toar. Okay, we'll stop here. But next time we'll talk about the third and final mitzvah related to Yifas Toar.